Random House Audio presents Victory of Eagles by Naomi Novik. Read for you by Simon Vance. Part 1. Chapter 1. The breeding grounds were called Penavan, after the hard, jagged slash of the mountain at their heart, like an axe blade, rimed with ice along its edge and rising barren over the moorlands. A cold, wet Welsh autumn already coming on towards winter, and the other dragons sleepy and remote, uninterested in anything but their meals. There were a few hundred of them scattered throughout the grounds, mostly established in caves or on rocky ledges, wherever they could fit themselves. Nothing of comfort or even order provided for them, except the feedings, and the mowed bare strip of dirt around the borders where torches were lit at night to mark the lines past which they might not go, with the town lights glimmering in the distance, cheerful and forbidden. Temeraire had hunted out and cleared a large cavern on his arrival to sleep in, but it would be damp no matter what he did in the way of lining it with grass or flapping his wings to move the air, which in any case did not suit his instinctive notions of dignity. Much better to endure every unpleasantness with stoic patience, although that was not very satisfying when no one would appreciate the effort. The other dragons certainly did not. He was quite sure he and Lawrence had done as they ought in taking the cure to France, and no one sensible could disagree. But just in case, Temeraire had steeled himself to meet with either disapproval or contempt, and he had worked out several very fine arguments in his defence. Most importantly, of course, it was just a cowardly, sneaking way of fighting. If the government wished to beat Napoleon, they ought to fight him directly.